So, morning prayer and youth Eucharist has gotten blended together. Last month we just did morning prayer. This month we're doing youth Eucharist. But the youth Eucharist preacher from last month was going to preach this Sunday, but she couldn't. And I didn't get my act together soon enough to find somebody else. And so I figured, okay, I'll talk about youth ministry or something. And Kyle said she'd preach this Sunday, and I said, no, preach last Sunday. That way I didn't have to write a sermon then. And,
Rick?
Yes?
We can't hear you real well up here.
You can't?
No. No. Turn on that.
It's on.
It's not doing
it. It's working.
Oh. I'll try my best. Forgive my whatever this is, but actually, don't forgive it. It's not my fault. Anyway, it's the last Sunday after the season of Epiphany. Now, Epiphany, anybody know what Epiphany means?
Discover
means manifest.
Manifest. Manifestation, make known. The whole season is about how it is that Jesus is made known to the people as the Messiah, the Son of God. And he starts out by doing stuff that gets people's attention. He starts out, you know, it's easy stuff at first, you know, parlor tricks, like turning water into wine at the wedding of Cana of Galilee. But they get harder after time goes on. And he gets up to this moment, and he goes up on the mountain and he starts glowing, shining. We should sing Shine Jesus Shine, I guess. And immediately the disciples, you know, they're not the sharpest tools in the shed, but they figure something important is happening here. So let's commemorate it. Let's put a plaque on it or build a shrine or something. And again, they're not the sharpest tools in the shed, so they don't see that that's not really what it's about. This transfiguration is a type of epiphany when it's an aha moment, when something happens that we get it. Have you ever had moments, in spite of everything else that's going on, it doesn't last long, but just for one brief shining moment, like in Camelot, that it all made sense to you, and then you woke up and it was all gone? But you know those little moments where it just seemed to fit, you got it. You've had those. Yeah, those have had fallen. We want to give those moments to people. And this is what I was going to do at Youth Eucharist. So let's just all pretend we're youth, okay? And because one of the things we like to do, one of the reasons we have, maybe the only reason we have a youth ministry, is we want to somehow provide these transfiguring moments, these epiphanies, for young people in our care, so that when they go out into the world and they no longer have the comfort of home and are telling them all what to do, they'll have those aha moments on their own. Now we try to give them, and we try to give one another throughout all our lives, these pearls of wisdom, these gems that will change your life forever. Now, I have in this basket 60 pearls of wisdom. Each one of them will change your life forever. And I want everybody to grab, we don't have 60 people here. So some of you grab one, some of you grab two. Book here.
We don't do party.
You can take one too.
Yeah,
yeah, take one. When we get all the way through, if everybody gets one, then I'll...
Can we look at it when we get it?
Yeah, you can look at it.
Don't look at anybody else's.
This is going to take a while. It is, yeah. It's like taking up the offering in reverse. But we got nowhere to go, right? Yeah, you can look at it. I guess I could be saying something profound while we're doing this. One of the things when it comes to these epiphanies or these moments of transfiguration, we expect somehow that there's just some missing piece, something that will take hold, and from that moment on it'll just all be fine. It'll just all be okay. We want that to be the case. Now you study on your one that you have there real hard. Remember, we began this season the first Sunday after the Epiphany. Who needs a second one? If you only have one, raise your hand. I want them all out here. One more. Okay. What was I saying? Oh, we began this season after Epiphany with Jesus' baptism. And remember, at his baptism, it says that the heavens opened, the dove descended, and a voice was heard. It said, "This is my beloved. Listen to him." On this last Sunday of Epiphany, we hear the same thing. "This is my beloved. Listen to him." Now, I want us all to listen to one another as we read each of these statements. So let's not tarry, but let's not talk over one another as well. And maybe the best thing, so we're not just bouncing back and forth, let's just start up here. And let's kind of go in an orderly fashion because we're Episcopalian and we do things better that way. So let's just start up there with Linda, and we'll go there, and there,
so
and there.
It's so funny, because mine says, don't listen to what people say, watch what they do, and you just told us to listen.
Sit down now.
Many people are so poor because the only thing they have is money.
If you tell the truth, it becomes a part of your past. If you lie, it becomes a part of your future.
Okay, listen up, folks. Love is not about sex, going on fancy dates, or showing off. It's about being with a person who makes you happy in a way nobody else can.
Valentine's.
Anyone can come into your life and say how much they love you. It takes someone really special to stay in your life and show you how much they love you.
People are more what they hide than what they show.
Sometimes you need to distance yourself to see things clearly.
True love isn't about being inseparable. It's about two people being true to each other even when they are separated.
Sometimes good things fall apart, so better things can fall together.
Don't say you don't have enough time. You have exactly the same number of hours per day that were given to Calvin Keller, Pasteur, Michelangelo, Mother Teresa, Leonardo da Vinci, Thomas Jefferson, Albert Einstein, etc. And if a person wants to be a part of your life, they will make an obvious effort to do so.
There isn't anything noble about being superior to another person. True nobility is indeed superior to the person you once were. And happiness is not determined by what's happening around you, but rather what's happening inside you. Most people depend on others to gain happiness, but the truth is, it always comes from within you.
No matter how good or bad you have it, wake up each day thankful for your life. Someone somewhere else is desperately fighting for theirs. Every single thing that has ever happened in your life is preparing you for a moment that is yet to come.
Giving up doesn't always mean you're weak. Sometimes it means you are strong enough and smart enough to let go and move on. Saying someone is ugly doesn't make you any prettier.
If you really want to do something, you'll find a way. If you don't, you'll find an excuse. There are things that we don't want to happen, but have to accept. Things we don't want to know, but have to learn. And people we can't live without, but we have to let go.
Things turn out best for people who make the best out of the way things turn out.
If you expect the world to be fair with you because you are fair, you're fooling yourself. That's like expecting the lion not to eat you because you didn't eat him.
Making one person smile can change the world, maybe not the whole world, but their world. When you're up, your friends know who you are. When you're down, you know who your friends are.
You can't start the next chapter of your life if you keep rereading your last one. And being alone when you are lonely, and being lonely does not mean that you are alone.
When someone tells you you've changed, it might simply be because you stopped living your life their way. Too many people buy things they don't need with money they don't have to impress people they don't know.
Oh dear.
Don't think of cause, think of fact.
Yeah. Never do
sometimes people don't know to do things others do for them until they stop doing that.
Making 100 friends is not a miracle. The miracle is to make a single friend who will stand by your side even when hundreds are against you.
Life is 10% of what happens to you and 90% of how you react to it.
No matter how many mistakes you make or how slow you progress, you're still way ahead of everyone who isn't trying. Learn to appreciate the things you have before time forces you to appreciate the things you once had.
As we grow up, we realize it becomes less important to have more friends and more important to have real friends. Think twice before preserving a space in your heart for people who do not make an effort to stay.
Someone else doesn't have to be wrong for you to be right.
It's better to be alone than to be in bad company.
Yep.
What you do every day matters more than what you do every once in a while. When you stop chasing the wrong things, you give the right things a chance to catch you.
Trying to be someone else is a waste of the person you are.
In life, if you don't risk anything, you risk everything. And it's better to know and be disappointed than to never know and always hope.
The most painful thing is losing yourself in the process of loving someone too much and forgetting that you are special too. Love and appreciate your parents. We are often so busy growing up that we forget that they are also grown.
Falling in love is not a choice. To stay in love is. Don't choose the one who is beautiful in the world. Choose the one who makes you, your world, beautiful.
Be happy. Be yourself. If others don't like it, then let them be. Happiness is a choice. Life isn't about pleasing every time.
Just 60 epiphanies. And there are, of course, many, 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 many more. Little gems that sometimes change our lives forever, if only for a moment. I think that's what transfiguration is. It's a moment in time that's frozen. It's when a gem of something seals our heart in the love of God. And we hold on to that moment and treasure it for the rest of our days. And we come down from the mountain and whether we tell anybody or not, they don't really understand if we tell them. So our Lord recommends that we just hold it to ourselves. But all of these sayings, I think, come down to one thing, and this is why we share them with young people and older people and people that we care for and shepherd along the way. Because we want to ensure that God's word, as spoken to Jesus, is also spoken to us. You are my beloved.